Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Video games are bigger than ever, but the sheer length of titles means that sometimes one single mistake early on can unknowingly snowball, with you only realizing the ramifications hours later when you suddenly find yourself hit with the devastating consequences. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game mistakes that came back to haunt you. Number 10, failing to upgrade the Normandy, Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2 has plenty of moral choices that can lead to fatal consequences. Characters can die, entire races can be wiped from existence, and players can be left regretting their dialogue choices. This specific instance isn't quite as cut and dry though, and is rather an example of a feature that might seem throwaway, but is vitally important to the player's success. See, in Mass Effect 2 you're building up to what the characters dub a suicide mission. It involves player character Commander Shepard and their team attempting to make the jump through the Omega for Relay, a jump that no ship has ever returned from. Living up to its name, if the player isn't prepared, this really can become a suicide mission, with everyone, including Shepard, dying. In order to keep the team alive, then, you need to make the right choices, complete all of their individual missions, and upgrade the team's ship, the Normandy, with weapons and armor in order to survive. It's this last bit that's the mistake players make, though, because this choice is tied to an upgrade screen that you may forget about, and requires you to complete a mining minigame that everyone thought was deathly boring at the time. You may not view the upgrades as essential. They absolutely are, though, and if you make the jump without them, people will die before the suicide mission has even properly begun. Number 9, wasting your special ammo before the tyrant. Resident Evil Code Veronica. Resident Evil Code Veronica can just do one. What starts off as an incredible and seemingly underrated entry in the franchise quickly gives way to a bunch of baffling design decisions in the back half. It's so bad, in fact, that players can dump 10 hours into the game and realize they made a mistake earlier that'll lock them out of finishing the survival horror title outright. That's because during one sequence you're forced to fight the villainous tyrant in the cargo bay of an airplane, but the issue is you're probably only going to get to that fight immediately after you just saved your progress. That means if you don't have enough ammo to take him on, well, you're absolutely boned, and you're going to have to go to a previous save, if you're lucky enough to have one, or start the game again to make sure you have special weapon ammo. And yeah, you can try to take him on with what you have, but anyone other than hardcore fans will find it an impossible situation, as the confines of the space will make you easy prey for this mutated brute. Combine this with the ability to lose key items in a metal detector at the start of the title, and there are so many areas where you can find yourself locked out of progress, forced to restart. Number 8, the umbilical cord's Bloodborne. From Software games love telling you absolutely nothing about, well, anything. Their stories are steeped in suggestion and often require the use of fan forums to fully grasp. So it's no surprise that the obtuse ways to unlock many of the true endings to their games are similarly steeped in obfuscation. Bloodborne is no different, requiring the player to find and ingest 3 random items throughout the entirety of the whole game before taking on the final boss. While on your adventures, you'll find items called 1/3 of umbilical cord, and despite how unsanitary it might seem to scram the flesh of big gooey aliens, you have to eat 3 in order to unlock the true final fight, something you'll probably never guess without the use of a guide. Fortunately, there are actually 4 of these in the game, meaning that you get a reprieve if you miss one or accidentally waste it. However, there's still a good chance you'll ignore them entirely if you're unaware of how important they are. Number 7, the low intelligence build, Fallout. As is Fallout tradition, each game starts with the player picking their special abilities, putting a select amount of points into categories like strength, luck, and intelligence. Tweaking these to be higher or lower Lawyer doesn't just come with regular stat increases and decreases, though. It actually transforms what you can and can't do in certain quests, or which quests you can accomplish to begin with. Nothing quite alters the experience quite like Lawyer Intelligence, though, especially in the original isometric titles. You might think that prioritizing strength to survive in the post-apocalyptic landscape would benefit you more, but a low intelligence score leaves the player character utterly unable to comprehend the world around them, and in some cases even changes the way NPCs interact with you. You might not know to begin with, but low intelligence will result in conversations ending prematurely, leaving you without vital story context and also unable to interact with a lot of the machines the world throws at you. People will treat you like an idiot, and if this is your first time through, it's absolutely not the way to play it. Number 6, not learning how to parry, Dark Souls. The beauty of Dark Souls is that while it might kick your ass, there are so many different techniques and builds to try to overcome the odds. Sure, you can fill up on the sturdiest armor and just tank your way through encounters, but you can also prioritize spellcasting or use shortcuts and level design tricks to your advantage. However, the title's final boss, the piss-hard Gwyn Lord of Cinder, has an optimum strategy that can catch you off guard if you haven't spent much time mastering a specific mechanic. See, despite being the ultimate challenge, Gwyn goes down like a chump if you can successfully parry his attacks, leaving him open to huge amounts of damage. The thing is though, because parrying comes with so much risk, if you mistime the button press and get it wrong, you're definitely going to get hit. First time players especially might avoid learning it entirely for more safer, more defensive options. That means that while they'll still have a chance at besting the last boss conventionally, they're going to have to relearn this mechanic if they want a fairer fight.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, using too many alien upgrades, Prayer. It's interesting that some games monitor the player's actions without actually expressly making it clear that they're doing so, only to then judge them on those actions at the very end of the game. And prayer is the perfect example of this mischievous feature. Throughout the title, the player is expected to raid an alien infestation that's currently tearing apart a space station. To aid you in your journey, you're given the ability to upgrade the player character with different abilities, including alien-specific ones that allow you to adopt the skills of the enemy. The game warns you about this alien tech early on, quite ingeniously through turrets recognizing your DNA as alien should you implement too many of these upgrades. But the true consequences of altering your being are only revealed right at the end. Because it turns out that, surprise, you were actually an alien this whole time. Everything you just played was a VR experiment to see if an alien lifeform could learn to behave more human, a hypothesis which you completely shatter if you've been prioritizing alien upgrades. In turn, this gives you the bad ending, leaving us wondering whether the destruction of the human race was worth it for the ability to transform into a pencil. Number 4, being a bad dad to Ciri, The Witcher 3. The Witcher 3 is a game full of moral choices that don't initially make themselves immediately clear. An ill-advised dialogue decision can lead to characters hanging themselves or children being disappeared by a coven of witches. But the thing about those situations is that you can at least kind of anticipate them. You know your decisions here are going to have consequences, and as such you can brace yourself for the worst. This significance is not telegraphed when interacting with Ciri though. Play a character Geralt's surrogate daughter whom the entire story revolves around. A few times the player is encouraged to mentor Ciri through situations, either adopting the role of strict teacher or gentle father. The thing is, the situations these conversations are tied to don't seem that high stakes. Hell, one involves the decision to engage in a snowball fight or just give it a miss. However, every time you interact with Ciri, the game keeps track of your relationship, and if you gave her a helping hand when she needed you the most, you'll net the RPG's best ending. Being too controlling in these scenes, though, will drive a wedge between the characters. Number 3, Blair Witch destroying the effigies. Blair Witch is a horror series all about being manipulated by the titular entity. Across movies and games, we've seen characters venture into the woods, only to get trapped in time loops, impossible physics-defying situations, and of course, deadly traps. However, even with this in mind, the Blair Witch game still caught players off guard with a last-minute twist that suddenly recontextualized seemingly throwaway mechanics. Throughout the title, you come across Blair Witch totems, which you're encouraged to smash, as well as wooden effigies that you can collect. The accompanying sound effect makes it seem like smashing these totems in particular might actually hurt the Blair Witch itself. So, when you come to the final level and you encounter totem after totem, destroying them seems like your only way to fight back. However, despite what you might have assumed, this is actually what the Blair Witch wanted the whole time. It turns out that with each one you smashed, each item you collected, and each enemy you killed, you were further inviting the monster into your mind, resulting in an ending where you become just another one of her murderous puppets. Number 2, aging gracefully, Sifu. Slow Clap's latest tough-as-nails martial arts game, Sifu, is already frustrating players across the globe. At the time of recording, trophy data indicates that a mere 33% of players have managed to beat the second level, which doesn't bode well when there are 5 in total. What makes the game so intense, though, is the soft time limit above players' heads. While there's no conventional countdown, every time you die in Sifu, your character ages. You start at age 20, and unless you reset your counter through special kills, it can quickly snowball. So, die once and you age by a year, die twice and you age 2 more years, die for a third time, and you're adding 3 more years onto the previous total. And once you hit 75, you're dead for good. This can mean that even when you do beat levels by the skin of your teeth, you might be better off restarting. That's because scraping through to the third level, say age 60, is going to put you at a major disadvantage, giving you a mere 15 years to get to the end of the game, and most likely resulting in you going back to older levels in order to get that age down. On top of this, throw in the ability to build your character wrong, not learning specific moves that are great for bosses, a la Dark Souls, or not spending your XP after levels and losing it when you die for good, and there are plenty of ways the game punishes you for prior mistakes. Number 1, pretty much every action, Disco Elysium. Disco Elysium is all about making mistakes and then having to live with them. The character you play, a useless detective called Harry, is a colossal nightmare man from the moment you take control of him in his destroyed hotel room, naked, hungover, and unable to even turn on the light without losing health. Unfortunately for Harry and the player, he's got to pull himself together in order to solve a murder in town. While you can spec your character to be more capable, you can never become an expert at anything, and because actions are decided by a dice roll that never hits 100%, nothing in the game is guaranteed to go your way. As a result, mistakes can result in you getting your partner killed, losing key suspects in the investigation, or getting roundhouse kicked to the face. It's not just the dice rolls, though. Decisions made by the player intentionally can also come back to haunt them as well. Pissing off the wrong person can lock them out of helping you hours later, while trusting someone you shouldn't can result in being backstabbed and further getting locked out of certain questlines. The real kicker comes at the end, though, when your colleagues from your station arrive to sum up how well you handled the case. Make too many mistakes and you'll get a dressing down and realize that you might as well have stayed drunk in your hotel room for all the good you did. So that's our list. I wonder what you guys think down in the comments below. Do you make any of these video game mistakes? And are there any interesting ones I missed off here? While you're down there as well, could you please give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more lists and news like this every single day. Even if you don't, though, I've been Josh. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.